Aaron Dav Chav Beis was starting two lines at the bottom of Chav Alpha and Beis in the middle that God took with Tzaisa Taltalim when he dashed in the Lushan of the here was wavy as the Lushan of Kites and Taltalim as the Lushan of tail, a pile. So from Chista, on my work from Malam, she ish Lidrash, I'll call Kites for Kites, Teal Teal and Shal Halachas, on every point of each letter we could dash in piles and piles of Halachas. Shkari is Kari, the end of the Pasuk says, it was black like a raven, B'mi Atam Moitzon, B'mi Shemashkim Ma'ar V'alein L'Beis Mirish, we continue Chav Beis and Alp, then who do you find Tyra? Only those people who go early and late to the Beis Medrash, like the Pasuk says, Shchiris Kairiv, Shchiris is Lashon of Shachris, and Ayriv is Lashon of Arvis. Rabbi Omar, someone that has terror is Bemisha Mashke Panavalim, someone that gets exhausted so much, and his face becomes black and like the raven, which is black, and the way it happens is because he's exhausted, and because he learned so much, and he doesn't take proper care of himself, his face turns black. Rabbi Omar, terror is in a person that Misha Mesim Atzmei Achzor El Panaval Beisai Kairiv, a person that makes himself cruel on his family, like a raven. Rashi says, that the children of Ayrev have to call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amalim Yitushin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to them certain bugs. It goes into their mouths and they don't have to rely on their parents. Rav Adabamasa was about to leave to Yeshiva. Armalei Dipasu, his wife said, my Avalu, what should I do for your children? They don't have food. Armalei said, Mishlimu Kurmi Ba'agma, that are there no more wild vegetables growing in the marsh, and therefore, since there are things, therefore, rely on that. You don't have to rely on me. He was being an achsa like an ayrev, and that's why he was able to learn Torah. The pasuk says Hashem repays those that hate Hashem to Hashem's face in order to destroy those people, those Rishayim. Without the pasuk saying this, we won't be able to save. It's referring to Hashem's face that's like a person that's carrying a package in front of his face. He's holding a very heavy load, and he watches it throw it off. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them out certain good things for paying back all the mitzvahs that he did in Olam HaBzeh in order to make sure that later on he could punish them and take retribution for them in Olam HaBa. And that's why the end of the pasuk says Lavidai, to destroy them. And he gives them payment now in order to be able to destroy them later. The Gemara continues, Le'achle Sinai, that he doesn't hold back and doesn't delay paying back the payment to Russia that hates him. Amar Bilal, the Sinai, who Le'achle, he doesn't hold back paying back the good deeds of those who hate him today because he wants to take retribution for them later. But he does hold back good things from Tzadik and Murim because he wants to make sure to give them all the great things that he has in store for them in Olam HaBa. I commanded you today to do all these mitzvahs. Today you could do mitzvahs. However, tomorrow, once you're niftah, you can't do mitzvahs. In Balakai mitzvahs, also the Gemara says, today you could do the mitzvahs. However, tomorrow you get the schar. Meaning today you're not going to get the schar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to hold it back and give you punishments for any misdeed and various they did in Beilam Hazeh. However, he holds back your scar, they could give you the best scar in Eilam HaBar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger. Erech Afmin Beilam, say a Lashon Yachid. Why say a Lashon Rabim? Erech HaPayim Tzadikim, Erech HaPayim Rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger, both for Tzadikim and both for Rishayim. The Tzadikim, he holds back their good things today in order that they should get good things in Eilam HaBar. And for Rishayim, he's slow to anger. He doesn't take retribution for them later in order to give them their scar today and hold back for the Peronius that's going to come loss of love. Tyson points out, even for the Shoyim, it's actually good. This is also a good thing for the Shoyim that they can actually do tshuva closer to the time that they will die. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that the amount of space that you can have in the Pasi Berois is up to a base Sasayim, which is two base Sa. Like we said, it's 50 by 100, 5,000 square amas. The share of base Sasayim, borrow Pasukama, did Rabbi Yehuda mean it's a share of the actual hole that the water was in? So the watering hole or the be'er, plus the pasim, as well as all the area until you get to Pasi Berois, until you get to those corner beams, it has to be inclusive of everything, a base Sasayim, which is exactly a base Sasayim, like Dilma Borvali Pasim. Or maybe the share is actually for the bar. So if you had a very large bar, which was a size of base Sasayim, you could still make the pasim another 2 amas away from each side in order for the Rashi of the behemoth to be able to stick in its head and drink from that area. Now, really, the whole question is a question of 2 amas on each side of debar, are you allowed to add that to the amount of the base of sayim or not? And the Gemara gives a svara behind it. The sad that says bar v'lois pasin, which means that you only count the bar, but the pasin could actually be an additional area above the base of sayim, holds adam nice and ainu b'bar v'leigas v'inu d'masal t'tul yaisim base of sayim b'kafein. We don't have to worry that maybe someone will see this area and say that maybe I realize that it's more than base of sayim because you have the bar, which is base of sayim, plus a little bit more on each side, and they'll say in an area which is a kafein, which we'll learn tomorrow, which is an area that's not huk of ladira, that the maximum amount of shear they allow to carry in is the base of sayim. They'll say, you see from this area, that was more than base of sayim, but you won't say that because a person looks at the bar and says, since the bar is a base of sayim, if I realize that the maximum shear for an area like this, which has weaker or inferior mechitzas, is maximum shear of a base of sayim. Idilma, the tzad is that bar upasin kabad, that's exactly the bar, and together with the pasin is because of the nice mechitzasay, a person looks at weird mechitza, and therefore, since he sees over here, if you can allow him to make the area of the bar to be base of sayim, in addition, you can allow him to have more space for the area of the Rosh Ruba, then he'll say that you see the mechitza is larger than base of sayim, because and therefore we have to make a gzera. Dilma asa l'chlufay, yais base of sayim, b'kafiv. A person will actually make the area of a kafiv to be larger than base of sayim and think that they're allowed to carry in there, and therefore we have to make a gzera. Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring a raya now for the end of this long braisa that we're going to see the Rabbi Yudas L'chair holds that it includes bar upasin, that the base of sayim is inclusive of the entire area of the bar as well as the pasin. And we see from this braisa as follows. Kamehim k'ravim, how close do you get with the pasin braisa? K'dei reish ruba shapara, at least that you have the reish ruba shapara inside in order to be able to treat him. Kamehim k'raken, how far could it be? How large could the area of pasin braisa be? I feel the kurva k'raim, that the Tanakhama holds it could be a very large area, even of a kor k'raim. A kor we know is 30 sa. K'raim would be 2 kor, which would be 60 sa, which is much larger than base of sayim. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a base of sayim. Mutter, yes, a base of sayim. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, of course, is a shita that holds you only allowed up to base of sayim, but more than base of sayim is going to be also by passing brides. Armor loyal Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakam, Rabban, and say to Rabbi Yehuda, Yatamayda, aren't you in agreement? Bedea, Vesayim, Muksa, Vechatz, by any place that's hookah flodira, I feel a base chameshes kurim, or base of sarah's kurim, shemutter, that there's no shear of base of sayim, and therefore over here, since the water, like Rashi explained earlier in the Masechta, that water makes it into an area which is also a hookah flodira, it's chashav, so therefore we should say the same thing, that's not up to base of sayim, and that's a sheet of Rabban, I feel a kurim, I feel a kurim. Amalem, Rabbi Yehuda responds to them, Zu mechitza ve'elu pasim. There's a very big difference. By regular mechitza, we do say you can have chameshes kurim or asar kurim, but over here, since it's pasim b'rois, which is a chiddush of the Rabbanan only regarding a bar or a be'er, therefore we make a kurim and we say it only could be based on sayim that considered inferior mechitzas. The braisa continues, and this is where we're going to have the raya from. Rabbi Shimon Malaza, I'm a bar based on sayim, a based on sayim muta. A bar that's an area of based on sayim by based on sayim, which means a based on sayim squared, that's muta. That the only time we said to be machik is only the amount of reish ruba shel para. So mash Muhammad cover Rabbi Shimon Blaza bar v'lei pasin. It's clear that Rabbi Shimon Blaza holds that all you need is a base of sayim for the bar itself, and then you can have added space for k'nei reish ruba. And therefore, we see he holds bar v'lei pasin. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda bar pasin kamer. Therefore, must be Rabbi Yehuda's machbir, and he says it has to be bar inclusive of the pasin. And therefore, we have a right that the sheet is Rabbi Yehuda's bar pasin. Otherwise, it wouldn't be enough communion between Rabbi Shimon Blaza and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda really says the same thing. Base of sayim muta, yes, base of sayim also. And Rav Shimon Blaza also says bar base of sayim, base of sayim muta. He just adds in v'loy armu lahachik el k'nei reishu b'shal para. But the Gemara answers v'loy. Rabbi Yehuda bar b'loy pasim kama. Rabbi Yehuda is also making and gives you a larger share that the bar could be base of sayim, and you can add the pasim afterwards. Yehachi hain Rav Shimon Blaza l'chayit is no nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon Blaza. And the Gemara answers it can be now arach b'kata that nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon Blaza is as follows. They both agree that the area of pasim b'rois is a maximum share of 5,000 square amos. Like we said, it's a base of sayim, which is generally a 50 by 100 area that we learned from the Chatzai Mishkan. However, we're going to have a din that we're going to learn later on in the Gemara that says that even though we have a din that it could be 50 by 100 like the Chatzai Mishkan, however, it has to be squared off, and therefore the maximum share could be 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds, which almost equals exactly the 5,000 square amos. It actually comes out to 4,994 square amos. And the chilah between Rabbi Huda Shita and Rabbi Shimon Blaza is Rabbi Huda holds it could even be a base of sayim that's a rectangle. It could be 50 by 100 and it doesn't have to be an exact square. It can't be actually even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, for example, a case of 200 by 25, that wouldn't work because that's not like the Chassai Mishkan either. But Rabbi Shimon Blaza uses the terminology of bar base of sayim, base of sayim is muta, is mashma, he needs to be an exact square. It has to be 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds. That's why he says base of sayim, a base of sayim. Klal Omer Rabbi Shimon Blaza, Rabbi Shimon Blaza, this is a klal. Klal Avish HaTashmish L'Dir, Kagayim, Dir V'sayim, Muksa V'chatza, I feel a base chamesh is kurim, base aseres kurim, muta. Rabbi Shimon Blaza says a klal. If there's an area, even if it's an open area that there's no roof on top of it, but it's hukaf ladira. It has mechitzas around it. Therefore, since it's used for a personal, for people's usage, like rashi ladira adam l'klisa ol yitzia tamid, for example, like a chatzah or like a muktzah, which is the backyard, or a deir asaya, or a corral, or for some animals that they had certain areas where the person who was watching them actually lived within that area, even if it was open to the sky and there was no top and there was no roof. Therefore, you can have a large area. Even chamech kurim, esasaya kurim, you don't have any restriction on the size of that area. But the chaldira shetashbish la'avik going bogdin shabasad is beis asayim mutar yesu beis asayim also. Rav Shimon Elazar points out that there's a dira, meaning a home which is mechusa begag, but it's made as tashbish for the ava. The usage is not for the inside to use it as for people, but even the person that's living there is, for example, like a temporary hut of a watchman, where his ikar reason that he's living there is not because he wants to, but because he's a guard to watch the outside of this bias. Then the din is that the amount that you can use as a enclosed area and consider Rishus Yachid, and you're allowed to carry it is only Beis Asayim. However, more than Beis Asayim would be Asa. And the language of Rav Shimon Elazar is very nice. It says Kol Avish Hatashmish L'Dira, and then Kol Dira Hatashmish L'Ave, just to show the very poetic language of the Gemara. The first mission of the Perek started with Pasi Bereis, that in order to make something into Rishus Yachid around the wells, you put up these boards, these corner boards, and that makes into Rishus Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda now says in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Imam, Hoye Derech HaRabim Mafsakasin Yisakelin Tzadim. If the rabbim is continuously walking through this area and there's no space for them to go around, it's very hard for them to go around, and therefore they're continuously walking through this area to pass by, therefore, like Rashi brings down, that also rabbim mevatel mechitza, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the rabbim concept mevatel mechitza is not considered mechitza, and in order to carry within the pass by, you would have to make sure that the people walk around the pass by and not through the pass by, otherwise, also rabbim mevatel mechitza. However, chamreimim ain't tzarich. Once you have mechitzas, and these pass by are considered mechitzas, even if the rabbim come and walk through this mechitzas, and therefore you would think that it's mevatel mechitzas, and it's not a rishus yachid anymore. The rabbanan hold loy asur rabbim mevatel mechitzas. It's still considered rishus yachid. You're allowed to walk here. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Elazar Damtavau kan hadiach koichin shem mechitzas, that they said you see from the chacham the strength of mechitzas. Once it's a mechitzas, then you don't say that rabbim come and it could be mevatel to mechitzas. The Gemara says kan b'svila. It's mashma. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Elazar both say that over here we learn this, and therefore we also hold like the chachamim from a rabbi b'chad Rabbi Yechon. You can't say Rabbi Yechon holds like that because Rabbi Yechon himself said you shalayim. If not for the fact that in Shlaim their doorways would be locked at night, if you carry in Shlaim, you do chayiv for carrying in Rishus Rabbim. Now, the chayiv over there, even though you didn't have the doors closed, there's still going to be a Tzuras HaPesach. If there's a Tzuras HaPesach, the chayiv is considered like their walls, and therefore, why would you say it's a Rishus Rabbim? It should be a Rishus Yachid. It must be because Rabbi Yechon would hold that Asi Rabbim u'mevatel mechitza, that the Rabbim that's walking in the entire Yishlaim is mevatel mechitza, and that's why you have to make sure that the door ways are locked. However, we just said, Rabbi Yechonon just said, that kan ha'diacha, it's mashbi hold like Rabbanan, that lo yasu rabbim vat l'mechitza. The Gemara answers, ela kan v'lois v'ilei, ein echadami, Rabbi Yechonon doesn't hold like Rabbanan. He was just saying, from the Rabbanan you realize, the koichon shal mechitza is the koich that mechitzas have. Now, what we just said is actually for Rabbi Yechonon, but for Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara and Chafam and Aleph actually said Rabbi Elazar actually holds that the chachamim. We said that the chiddush over there is, he may also have mean kan v'lois v'ilei, kamashbo and kan v'svilei. He actually holds like the chachamim, and Tosfos points out, so you have to put both of these Gemaras together. And it's very interesting that Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Elazar said the same Lashon over there and then the same Rambam. Kan Hadiach Koich Rabbanan, and Lefi Rabbi Elazar, it means I hold like the Rabbanan. And Lefi Rabbi Yechon, the word Kan means that this is what the Rabbanan hold, but we don't hold like the Rabbanan. Now let's remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds Asur Rabbanan Vat Mechitza, Rabbanan hold like Asur Rabbanan Vat Mechitza. So the Gemara asks, V'rami Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda, V'rami Rabbanan Ad Rabbanan, D'Tanya. Yes, Alken Rabbi Yehuda, this is the third time we've seen this Gemara in our Masechta, that Rabbi Yehuda was talking over there by the attic that's on top of a Rishus Rabbim, or that there's an overpass over Rishus Rabbim. And there's two batim on the sides that enclose you on the right and left side of the Rishus Rabbim that's passing through. But the two houses are mamish up to the street on the side of Rishus Rabbim, and therefore those are considered two walls. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls are actually considered a Rishus Yachid. You don't need three walls. But the Gemara starts off again with the Avmina. Rabbi Yehuda L'Chayr needs three walls for Rishus Yachid, and therefore you actually need a third mechitza in that case. So yes, I'll kenar Rabbi Yehuda. More than that, Rabbi Yehuda, we won't get into the first case again. But Mishay l'shtein batim b'shtei tzid rishus ram. If you have two houses on two sides of rishus ram, oisle lechem mikan v'lechem mikan, you can make two lechis on the side of the house on one side of rishus ram, or you place a beam across the rishus ram from one side of the house to the other house, and on one side of the house to the other side of the rishus ram to the other house. Be nice with nice, and then you could carry in between them because these forms walls for Shabbos. So I'm going to come say, you can't make an area for Rishus Ram kach, and you can't carry in his space. So the Gemara is kasha to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda kasha to Rabbanan. Rabbanan. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Gemara thinks right now that this is a reshus yachid l'dibra kol because it's considered like you have at least three mechitzah over here. So what's the problem? Why is it either usable or not usable? The space between the two houses. It must be because l'fi Rabbi Yehuda lo asur avim vada mechitzas, and therefore you have valid mechitzas, and you can carry there. According to Rabbanan, asur avim vada mechitzas, and therefore you have no valid mechitzas, and that's why you can't carry over there, which is exactly opposite from what we said in the Mishnah. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like kasha. Hasam de ikashtei mechitzas ma'al yisa. Over there, it's actually two full mechitzas, the two walls of the houses. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only thing you need to make a reshus yachid are two mechitzas. Therefore, you could carry there. But hachal lekashtei mechitzas ma'al yisa. Over here, we're talking about pasuk brayis, and therefore, since there's no valid mechitzas, that's why we say us rabbim vata mechitzas. However, Rabbanan namel kasha. Hachal ikashem abam mechitzas. Over here, at least in pasuk brayis, you have four mechitzas because each side of the L-shaped beams at all four corners are an amma wide, and therefore, since you have four mechitzas, so therefore that's not a problem. We're not going to say asur ravim vat mechitzas, but hustle nekashem da mechitzas. Over there, you only have two valid walls, and if you're a bunny, you need three valid walls in order to make a real rishus yachid, and that's why I say you can't carry there. There's no spot in Eretz Yisrael that's considered a real rishus ravim. So you also Avdim coming like Shmaitzo. Avdim was sitting and saying Shmaitzo. Amalei about Avdim. So Abayi said back to Avdim, in my time, we turned chaf beis on the beis. Elam, if you can say the reason Rabbi Yechon says not a rishus ravim, shem makalo soma the tzur mehachisa umechas to the god of mehachisa. That if you can say the reason is because on one side you have height that goes above 10 tefachim, and therefore that's considered like a mechitza around Eretz Yisrael, and on the other side you have a decline, an area where it's lower by 10 tefachim, and it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and that's considered like another mechitza, and therefore it's going to be mutter to carry the midrash, it's not considered rishus ravim, even though about the midrash, but it's going to be also like Rashi points out, but midrash it's not going to be chayiv if you carry it, that's not a real rishus ravim. So for the Gemara, bavel nami, bavel also makal pras mehachisa diklus magdisa. So there are two rivers, there's the Euphrates and the Tigris River that go on both sides, and therefore l'chayir, it's impossible that you should be chayiv over the as rishus ravim either. And the kulei amanami, the entire world shouldn't have any rishus ravim because makav kindness that the oceans, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Indian Ocean, it surrounds the entire world, and therefore you'll never have rishus ravim deraisa. So Abaye says it must be this is not the reason of Rabbi Yechon. It must be dil ma'ilus murders coming. What Rabbi Yechon says, of course Eretz Yisrael has rishus ravim, but in the area we have things that go up very high or things that go lower down, in those areas, since it's difficult to go and go through them and they're difficult to traverse, therefore it's not a place where the Rabbim goes so much, and that's why that's not considered Rishis Rabbim. Amalek, Akaf, the Chazis, the Reshach, Be'amudeki, Amar, Rabbi Yechon, Al-Shmaitzer, Rabbi Dimi said back to Abaya, you are a Baal HaGogol, said Adam Choshev, as Rashi explains, even though you never were by Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost like you were between the Amudim and the Beis by the Shir Rabbi Yechon, because it's exactly what Rabbi Yechon said, and you got exactly right Pshat in Rabbi Yechon. Now this is one mahalach as to how to learn the Gemara, but Taisus says when Avdimi said Chazis L'Reishach is referring to Abaya, but is referring to Rabba who was the Rebbe of Abaya, and Taisus says as follows: Reishach Hainu Rabba Shai Rabbi Shal Abaya Vavkamayu Reishach Bekri Vereish Vereish Bechamimi Umetzino Shalach Rabba Laritzol Lumutayu Lufnei Rabbi Yechon. The Rabba actually went to Laritzol to learn Tayu from Rabbi Yechon beside Perak Shnei Dain Exeris. Abaya Atzmal Umetzino Shalach Lumutayu Sham Vaishal Rabba Yisar Rabbi Yechon. Rabba Talmid Shal Rabbi Yechon Havel. We're referring to Rabba who was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon that actually learned this din in front of Rabbi Yechon, and this is exactly what Rabbi Yechon said. Itma nami, kiyosi Ravin, Amr Rabbi Yechon. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Rabbi Yechon, Amr La, Amr Rabbi Vohom, Rabbi Yechon. My lois humorda, Shabbat Eretz Yisrael, in chayav and lehem, Mishum, Mishum, Rabbim, exactly what you said. Lefishayin and kadigli midbar. The reason is because they're not like the digli midbar. In the midbar, the way the Yidin can camp, which is the Rishus Ram, the Raisa, is in a way that was very flat. Rashi said, Derech Chalakaisa, Sha'an and Mashvaisa, the Anan would flatten all the ground, and therefore, when you have areas which are higher or lower, therefore, it would not be considered if there was a pile of dirt that went up an incline that it got to 10 tefachim within 4 amas of where it started, and Rabbim would be walking there, still would be considered Rishis Rabbim, or maybe it's not considered Rishis Rabbim anymore. I'll leave it to Rabbanan later by Elacha. According to Rabbanan that said, but the gay pastor Bryce, lo yos Rabbim about the mechitzas, there for sure we won't have the shayla because ma hasam, the nichat hashtim shtay, I'm Rabbanan lo yos Rabbim about the mechitzas, that of course, if the Rabbanan said, but again, pasuk brayis, where it's wide open, and the Rabbi could just be baking by, and they still said that lo yasu Rabbim vatlam mechitzasa, and therefore it's still a rishus yachid, so therefore, hachad lo nichatash mishteh, over here where it's harder to walk there because it's on an incline or a decline, lo koshkin, of course, it should say lo yasu Rabbim vatlam mechitzasa, ki tibay lo chali bidar Rabbi Yehuda, ashay liz lopi Rabbi Yehuda, that said, but again, pasuk brayis, asu Rabbim vatlam mechitzasa, my, what's it in? Hasu nichatash mishteh, maybe over there we said asu Rabbim vatlam mechitzasa, because it's easy for them to walk through, but hachad lo nichatash mishteh, over here where it's not easy, lo yasu Rabbim vatlam mechitzasa. Maybe Rabbi would say that the Rabbim is not Mevada Mechitza and still Rishus Yachid. I Dilma Leishna. Well, maybe there's no difference. It would still say Asim Vadim Chitzos and would be considered Rishis Ravim. Amalei, Rav responded back to Rechava and said, in this case, Chayam, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be Chay because Asim Ravim Vadim Chitzos and it's considered Rishis Ravim. In fact, more about Filo Eilam Bechav, he asked back, even if you go up with a string, which means it's so steep that I have to hold on to a string in order to get up there, Amalei in, that there also would be Rishis Ravim. So yes, Filo Bemayas based Marin even would be on such a steep area that he only could go one at a time, and therefore it's not a Ravim that could go there. It's a very small amount of people that could walk one at a time, single file through that area. Like we say, Kibnei Marin, that we do on Rosh Hashanah, we go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibnei Marin, the people that are going on a steep hill, that the sheep have to go in a single file. Amalei in, even over there, we say, Asa Ravim Vadim Chitzasa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Esfe, you just said that this is considered Rosh Hashanah, but we have a Mishnah that says, Chatz Ravim Nechlas Lo Bezu V'yaitz Bezu, Rosh Hashanah Tum Rosh Hashanah Yachad L'Shabbos. If there's an area, that's a real Chatz, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachad, but many people walk through that Chatz, the din is, it's a Rosh Hashanah Ravim B'degei Atum, that the din is, Sofer Tum Rosh Hashanah Ravim Svei Ketar, like we learned from the Saita, that some Tum Rosh Hashanah Yachad Svei Ketar, like a Saita, but if it's a place where it's Lav Makim Yichud, Vistiru, like Rashi says, of Chesem Lav, then it's considered Rosh Hashanah Ravim. You don't need an actual Rosh Hashanah Ravim, just somewhere where it's not an area where it's very private. However, this area is a Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, even though there's a ram there, you're going to say loy asu ramim vatal mechitzas, and therefore it still blames a rishus yachid. The Gemara says, "Money, who is this memra? Ilem rabbanon. If it's rabbanon, hashda. It doesn't make sense. It's not a chiddush because ma hasim nichat hashmishtei. If by the din of pasuk brayis, it's very easy for them to walk through. Amar rabbanon loy asu ramim vatal mechitzasa. Hach loy nichat hashmishtei loy kolshkein. Over here, where it's a chatzah and people really live there, and therefore it's not proper to be walking through it, and therefore it's not easy to go through because there are doorways, etc. So of course they would say over here that loy asu ramim vatal mechitzasa, and therefore what's a chiddush? El lav, it must be the chiddush is Rabbi Yehuda, and the chiddush is that even though before he said asu ravim vatal mechitzasa over here b'negei l'chatzah, since it's harder to walk through, we can say asu ravim vatal mechitzasa, and l'chari it's a kasha on Rabbi that responded to Rechava, and the Gemara answers loy lo elu rabbanon. This mishnah is rabbanon v'shus ravim tumin tuchlei. The chiddush is not about Shabbos. The chiddush is that even though for Shabbos it's rishus yachid, but for the din of tumin rishus ravim and suffer tumin rishus ravim mesveikay tar. The Gemara asks another similar question. Tashma mevoyis hamflushed beburis. If there's an opening of a mavir that opens up both sides, one to Rishus Ravim and one that goes directly into a bar. B'shichlam Aris Rishus Yachal Shabbos is Rishus Yachal Shabbos Rishus Ravim Al Tuma. In fact, Gemara B'Baris Hakadosh Baruch Hu could say that there's a mavir that's in a bar. Ella Libaris Rishus Yachal Shabbos Rishus Ravim Al Tuma. It means it's flowing into a bar that at the end of the area there was a bar. Then it's Rishus Yachal Shabbos Rishus Ravim Al Tuma. Money. Who is this? Elam Rabban Hashem Ma'azav Nichatash Mishle Amir Loyas Ravim Vatalel Hachad Loynichatash Mishle Kolshkei. Of course, where it's hard for them to walk through, of course not going to be vatal, and therefore you're not going to say that the mechitza bottle allow Rabbi Yehuda. He must be. There's a chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, and lechayr it's a raya against Rava. Gemara says loy loy rabbanu, which is Ravim tumim tuchlei. The same thing that we just explained before. The third and last tashma shvili based Gilgal chayitz ben Rishus Yochel Shabbos Rishus Ravim tumim. Over here we're talking about roads of base Gilgal. Rashi says myla gavoyda were very high, was skufi here Eretz Yisrael, and they were very steep, and they were going in Eretz Yisrael. Even though many people walk here, it's still Rishus Yochel Shabbos. However, it's a Rishus Ravim tumim. The ezu shvili based Gilgal. What type of shvil was this? I'm going to be Rabbi Yani. That if an eved can't take a large amount of chitin and run in front of the officer, so it shows that it was so steep that that is the area that we're referring to that's very steep. The Gemara says, money, who is this referring to? Elaine Rabbanah. Again, the question is, by the case of Pastor Bryce, it's very easy to walk through, and still we say, over here, it's much harder because it's so steep. Of course, they're going to say, and therefore, of course, it's Rosh Hashanah. What's the chiddush? Allah must be Rabbi Yehuda, and the chiddush is that over here we say lo asuram vadam chitzasa. Even though by a passive voice we said Rabbi Yehuda holds asuram vadam chitzasa. Again, it's a question of Rabba who responds to Rechava. Amalei shvila beis Gilgal. Comment: you're bringing me a raya from shvila beis Gilgal. Yeshua of Yisrael, Yeshua who brought Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He loved Klai Yisrael. Am avtikla abdurach v'satyo. He was misakad on different roads and different very large thoroughfares. And really, if this was in Eretz Yisrael, we would say asuram vadam chitzasa for Rabbi Yehuda. No matter what, even if it's like Nichlat Hashmishtei. But Yeshua made special takkanos that are relevant only to Eretz Yisrael. Kol Hecha de Nichlat Hashmishtei Masur Ravim. Any time that's easy to go through, he gave it over to Ravim and he said, Asur Ravim Vatam Chitzasa. But Kol Hecha de Nichlat Hashmishtei, where it was so hard to use it, like this area where it's so high and so difficult to traverse, Masur Yachad, Daddy says Yachad no matter what. And therefore, we made it Rosh Hashanah Yachad for Shabbos and it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Ravim, even though generally we would say Asur Ravim Vatam Chitzasa and we'll stop over here.